Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight, and what a special night, I have to say it is, Zach, both for me, I think for you, I think for everyone around Australia, as we celebrate 50 years of KFC in Australia.
Happy birthday to KFC. I didn't know. I would have got it something nice.
The big 5-0. You know, some people say that that's when the midlife crisis comes, when KFC might get a sports car and a younger girlfriend or something like that. But I think KFC's aged gracefully over the years, Zach. It's been a lovely 50 years in Australia.
Of course, the 11 herbs and spices are aging beautifully.
Oh, yes.
As beautiful today as the day they were invented.
And you know what? I like the fact that despite inflation, they've decided to stick with 11. Some other companies might have added extra herbs and spices over the years.
Yep.
But you can't mess with perfection, Zach.
Do you know why? Because inflation doesn't affect the amount of herbs and spices you can put on things.
That's true.
It affects money.
It's a simple economic principle, really. The thing is, Zach, we are here celebrating 50 years of KFC in Australia, and I've actually planned a little bit of a birthday surprise. I know sometimes when it's a birthday or an anniversary, some people might put together like a little bit of a special treat for the person they love.
Mm-hmm.
I have done that. KFC's been a big part of my life. I've put together a little bit of an anniversary birthday treat for the Colonel and for KFC. And I'm hoping you'll let me do it on air after this, if that's okay.
KFC's around the nation. Shut down your drive-thrus.
Yep.
Tune in. Everyone, listen up. Dom's got a surprise for you up next.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Special day today, Dom.
Mm.
It's a happy 50th birthday to KFC Down Under. KFC in Australia turns 50 today. 50 years ago, the first store opened in Western Sydney. Dom, did you know, before McDonald's?
KFC beat McDonald's down here.
KFC was first.
Oh, you wouldn't have picked it. It's aged gracefully.
I'm surprised you're here, if I'm honest, because when someone close to you has a birthday, sometimes you get the day off work.
No, we're celebrating on the weekend. We've got a big party planned for the weekend.
Because I know KFC's had a big part in your life, Dom.
Massive parts. KFC is one of my nearest and dearest, and today's a big day. I've had this in the calendar. I mean, where do the years go?
Have 50 years. Are you going to do something special?
We'll do something special. I'm not entirely sure what yet. It's a little bit of a surprise. But what I thought we should do right now, Zach, actually, well, we are here on the show tonight, if you will allow me. You know how sometimes at milestone birthdays, at parties, people will get up and make speeches about what the person who's turning that age means to them.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of get a chance to say thank you, to say how much they love that person. Well, I thought tonight we should do that for KFC. Smooth on the buttons, as always.
And I'd like nervous. It's a big moment for you.
Everyone gets nervous before a big speech. And I'd like to open up 131060. What has KFC meant to you? When has KFC been there for you? We're opening the floor for speeches here.
Some special moments.
Some special moments in your life that KFC has stood up. And for me, the fondest one, Zach, I was in grade 12. My first ever girlfriend had just dumped me. It was a Friday afternoon. And on the drive home, I said, "Hey, Mum, swing through KFC." And she did. That afternoon, Zach, I got a medium original Philip burger combo. I got 6 nuggets. I got a dinner roll. And I got some popcorn chicken. And I will say that within 2 hours of being dumped, I was on top of the world again. No one was there for me. My friends weren't there for me that day, but the Colonel was.
That's also a great idea for KFC. You guys should bring out a breakup box.
That's awesome.
And when you're going through a breakup, you say, "One breakup box, please. It's just all the chicken you can eat."
And look, I'd like to open the floor up now for other speeches. Anybody else who KFC has held a special place in their life? 131060, maybe say thanks for one of the products KFC's made that you love. Maybe say thanks for a time KFC was there for you when nobody else was. Or maybe you've had KFC tonight, Zach. It's a fresh love. It's a fresh romance. And you'd like to say thank you to the Colonel. Do you have anything to say? Or?
Oh, I've just never seen you so emotional. This is I've heard you speak about a lot of topics. Nothing with this conviction.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
131060, we're making some speeches, just like you would at a milestone birthday for a friend, Zach. We're opening up the floor for people to say what KFC has meant to them and basically say, you know what? We don't say these words enough in our society, but I love you. I love you.
To KFC.
To KFC.
Okay.
I've just made my speech before, Zach, about KFC being there for me when I went through a breakup in year 12.
We have Casey in Brisbane. Casey, what has KFC done for you?
Well, one night I went, I finished late at work and I went to go get a late night snack / dinner. Mm. Nothing was open, but KFC was open, so that saved my life there.
You know what?
And I don't think that's hyperbole either.
No.
I think it did save your life that night.
And everyone gathered here in the room tonight would have a similar story that KFC is there for you and no one else is. When everyone else shuts up shop, doesn't return your texts, KFC is always there for you. Just a touching story, Casey. Nathan, on 131060, what do you want to say to KFC, Nathan?
Oh, so basically when I first came to Australia, this would have been when I was about 5 or 6, I didn't really like any of the other fast foods, like Burger King when it was there, you know, Macca's and all that, but KFC, like, my mum took me to there, and I just fell in love with it, and ever since, like, Colonel's been my man, so,
yeah,
I just want to give a shout-out to Colonel and KFC. You have saved me, and you have been there for me through the thick and thin. And you are the best. As everyone out there, definitely go to KFC. It is the best. Fried chicken for life.
Wow.
And we all raise our gravy to that great speech.
What a speech. And all the best loves sometimes start in childhood, Zach. You know, Nathan's childhood, the Colonel was, and the beautiful fried chicken was such a pivotal part of it. Sorry, I'm getting a bit choked up over here. It's a beautiful evening. It's a beautiful evening.
Lachlan in Melbourne, what do you want to say about KFC?
Oh, I just want to, like, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It, like, started a really good relationship on a strong point. I took my girlfriend out to dinner, told her to get dressed up real fancy. I was saying she's going to a nice restaurant, yep. And then I took her to KFC. She laughed and loved it, so yeah. it helped me out a lot.
She would.
I mean, I don't see where you were factually incorrect in anything you said there. Beautiful. Well, you know what, Zach? We have KFC pulling through and no one else will. We have KFC blossoming love and we have KFC helping you through childhood. What a testament it is to the Colonel and this great, great restaurant. I'd like to now propose a toast. If we can all just thank 50 years of KFC.
We'll raise our Mountain Dew.
Raise our Mountain Dew. We'll be having the dinner rolls shortly in the crushers.
I'd like to point out, despite what the last 90 seconds may have sounded like, this hasn't been a paid endorsement. Dom really wanted to do this.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Slogans
Heroes. We want to test how effective advertising is. Dom, we have three brands in front of us. We'll have 30 seconds on the clock. Once the brand is read out, we have to see how quickly we can recall the slogan. If we can do it, the ad was effective.
Yep.
If we can't, marketers, you have to work harder.
Doing awfully in this segment so far, but we'll see how we go.
It's not our fault.
No, it's the marketer's fault. And if you can't remember it as you're listening to this, either in your car or wherever you may be, then it's their fault again. What's our first brand?
GoPro.
Right, 30 seconds. GoPro. I'm thinking for dodgy footage of your trip to the beach. Because honestly, that's all I've seen GoPro of. Oh, we took it underwater.
I think my idea was similar.
Yeah.
Your footage will look much worse than our ads.
Do you reckon those ads are actually filmed on a GoPro?
Yeah, they are, but they're like professional athletes, firstly, and then professional video people.
Well,
there's
also
a lot of post-production.
I also have to say that you've, like, what they don't say in the GoPro ads is you still have to be good at the athletic things.
Yeah, won't make you good at skydiving.
Yep, let's see what we got.
GoPro's slogan is, be a hero.
Oh, ties in nicely with a new Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they film that on GoPro? No. It's possible.
All right, you got the second one.
The second one we have is Nespresso.
As in the coffee pods.
The coffee pods. Surely this has to be George Clooney drinks it. Because that's the only ad they've ever run with Nespresso, isn't it? George Clooney in an airport.
Could there be
something
like two peas in a pod? How could they change that to be about coffee?
Do you reckon they've used pod in there?
Yeah, two coffee peas in a pod?
Coffee in a pod. Maybe they keep it simple.
Yeah.
Coffee in a pod?
Screw the iPod, try our pods.
I don't know if they'd attack Apple so harshly. Apple would be like, what the hell was that for? Where'd that come from? I'm going to get coffee in a pod. Yeah. I reckon that's got potential. I could see Clooney saying that at the end of an ad. Let's see. Nespresso. What else? What a weird slogan.
Oh, no, you know what it is? I just remembered.
What?
Because on the ad, someone asked him, hey, what is that?
Oh,
and he
right.
says, it's Nespresso. What else? This isn't a shopping list. What do you want? Nespresso. What else? Going to have to get some milk as well, obviously. Yeah. Well, actually, that ties in with our last one.
Yeah.
Milo.
Oh, okay. Milo.
Right up your alley, Dom.
Oh, okay. I've had a lot of Milo in my life.
What do you reckon the slogan is?
I'm trying to... It's something like Mountain Dew is Do the Jew. And yeah. I reckon it's in the same family of slogans as that. Somewhere nearby.
Thought it might be, we know no one follows the serving suggestions. Two scoops was unreasonable to expect people to do.
Because they used to always have like Brett Lee, the Australian cricketer, on the front of the tin. I wonder if it might be athletes don't actually drink it. Because I was always skeptical about that as a kid.
No, that's what was in the Gatorade bottles they came out at drinks break in the cricket. They had Milo in that, I'm pretty sure.
All right, so what are we going with Milo? What are you thinking?
Start your day right.
Start your day right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. What do we got?
All right. Go and go and go with Milo. I do remember that now. Remember the ads?
I didn't know it was three goes. But what they should say...
It was two goes, and then they improved the formula. They got one more go out of it. They got more go for their buck.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Up next, Dom, we're reading out your Google search history live on the radio.
Yes.
I've just been through your searches, picked out a couple to read out.
Mm.
They're always good when they're hygiene related.
Oh, no.
And that's what we find this evening.
I thought I'd had a... I didn't think... I'm just reflecting back on my past week. My hygiene's been in order, hasn't it?
Do you think better than usual?
I thought it'd been okay.
How has it been better than usual? What new approach to hygiene have you had?
I have no memory of what this is about, so I'm terrified.
You started wearing deodorant, did you, recently? I'm just trying to know what changes you made in the last week that it was a good hygiene week.
I think my hygiene's always good.
Yeah.
I reckon since about year 11 it's been pretty good. So I've got no idea what I go
What happened this week. Before year 11?
Before you really try to get to something here. I didn't used to use soap.
There we go. We were circling around the drain and we knew there was something there.
I used to think that the water did the job. And then everyone at school one day was talking about how they use soap or shower gel or something. And I'm like, when? And they're like, oh, every day.
Hang on, you didn't know what soap was used for?
I thought you used to wash your hands after the bathroom. But these people said
so you had spent 16 years not using soap?
Just the water did the job. Oh, I did have one of those shampoo, conditioner, body washers that did all of them in one. I did have that briefly. But no, a body wash was for a special occasion. If I'm going out for dinner, I might put some shower gel on.
All right, more of that up next.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Kim Kardashian found out Kanye West wants to become one of the Avengers.
I believe he is serious, and I know that if he puts his mind to something, he'll do his best.
Also, Pauline Hanson doesn't like that The Voice and MKR are on TV at the same time.
These are things that we cannot allow to happen. This is going to divide us as a nation. I think it's rubbish.
And Donald Trump was very impressed with the Hulk in the new Marvel movie.
He did so good, I made him my chief of staff, right?
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
You can learn so much by what someone searches on the internet. That's why each week we go through Dom's Google searches.
Yep.
He doesn't know what I've found. He doesn't know what I'm about to read out.
No.
But what he will need to do is explain why he Googled what he Googled.
A friend did ask me once if you ever find inappropriate Google searches in there that you just omit. Do you ever find anything in there?
Well, isn't everything I read out inappropriate?
No, but like inappropriate. You know what I'm saying. A little bit. Ooh, Dom.
No.
No?
No.
Great. Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Just
wanted
to check.
Not convinced?
I'm not convinced, no. I'm just kind of worried that you're stockpiling some screenshots or something like that. And one day in the future, you'll be a Woman's Day expose. Anyway, let's get into this.
The first thing you Googled was Friday at 12:54 a.m. How do motorcyclists stay upright when they stop at lights?
Have you ever wondered this?
Wondered what? There's no mystery.
No, so I was... So you know how the bikes are two wheels, right? So they don't... Like, they're only... upright when they're in motion.
Yeah.
Right? I was at stopped at lights next to a motorcyclist. I think it was on the way home from the show. Stopped next to a motorcyclist at lights. And they were staying upright.
No, they have their foot on the ground.
I couldn't see that side of them. That would make a lot of sense.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness! What did you just think? That they were just breaking the laws of physics. That somehow they could stay still and stay upright.
I thought maybe they got really flat tires or something. They'd figured out a way to keep it. That'd be really annoying to have to put your foot down every time you stop.
Why?
Jeez. Well, because peak hour traffic, you're stopping all the time.
You got to put your foot down on the brake when you stop in a car.
Yeah, but the whole car doesn't fall over if I forget to. I did crash into something, though, which did happen recently. Anyway, look, I've learned my lesson about motorcyclists, so that's important.
The next thing you Googled was today at 3:33 p.m. How many air fresheners should I have in my car?
Okay, well, this is...
I didn't know this was a debate.
this is off the car crash I was just talking about. Did lose my old car. Got a new car today, Zach. Picked up a new car, used car. And the person I bought it off, I hopped in the car to pick it up. He had three air fresheners in there. He was trying to sell a car. But three. And they were three different scents. So it's kind of like you
did
got
a fusion. Did they complement each other?
A little bit. My clothes smell like the air fresheners at the moment. Yeah. I've noticed that. But in the car, kind of you had the one on the vent and then two in the side pockets.
Yeah.
And initially I'm like, this is really lovely. But then after Googling it, it said people normally only put that many in if they're trying to disguise a scent.
Hmm.
And I'm wondering what was in the car before.
Were they a smoker?
I'm not sure what it was.
Did they like catching possums?
Well, I mean, there was the possum in my old car. I guess I probably needed three air conditioners. But, yeah, I don't know. Look, the point is I've taken one of them out. I'm down to two. I'll monitor over the weekend. I might reduce it to one. But
don't tell us how many. We're not interested. We don't care about how that story wraps up. The final Google search is also related to scents, amazingly.
Okay.
Wednesday at 9:41 p.m. How many candles is too many for a bath?
It's bath season.
Apparently, on Monday you were Googling, is 2 hours too long to spend in a bath?
Yeah.
So we're really getting an idea of how you spend your time at home. Well, so you've got a bubble bath, and how many candles are you lighting?
Well, when the temperature drops, the baths begin. That's the saying in my mind. And I went upstairs, because the only bath in my house where I live with Mum and Dad is Mum and Dad's ensuite. So I was like, hey, Mum and Dad, can I have a bath in your ensuite? Mum said, yes, there's some candles in a box if you want to use candles. And I thought, well, I'm not an idiot. Of course I want to use candles.
But then you're lighting the candles. You're just setting the scene.
Yeah, of course.
Have a nice bath.
Yeah, there were like 8 candles in the box, like quite medium sized. And I'm like, well, do I use them all or not? What's an average amount? Like, what's the right amount?
Who cares? Use as many or as few as you want. What are you looking for? The optimum amount. The perfect amount for relaxation.
If you have
7, you're going to be really relaxed. But if you have 8, that's going to stress you out.
Well, I couldn't find... You're right. I couldn't find anything on Google, so I just went with all 8 and had a lovely time. But I was in there for a long time again and used up most of the candles. So I owe Mum a new box of candles.
Okay, that's not a problem people have. That's not a problem anyone else in the country currently has.
What, owing their mum candles?
Yeah, because they borrowed them to have a bath.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I'm getting roasted in my family's group chat, and I don't think it's my fault.
Look, this surprises me, Zach. I would have thought you would be the person doing the roasting in a group chat. That's how it is in our collective.
These are my in-laws.
Right.
I'm the outsider coming in.
I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the start of the year for Christmas, I guess end of last year,
yeah,
my mother-in-law gave all her kids, or all the couples, a lemon tree for Christmas.
Lovely.
Do you know, I'm not sure if this happens in your family, but you know how like parents will often give all the kids, once you're older, the same present so that everyone gets the same thing?
Well, I do know that in my family, equalization's an important thing. The same amount of money has to have been spent. So it's somewhat similar, I guess.
So now 3 months later,
yep,
my mother-in-laws, my two brother-in-laws, lemon trees, all have lemons.
Oh, no.
My lemon tree is currently without a lemon. So in the group chat, everyone's uploading pictures of their lemons, saying things like, Zach, how about you upload a picture of your lemon tree? Full well knowing.
Yeah.
I'm lemonless.
Now, how have you come close to a lemon? Have you seen something that could look like the start of a lemon on your tree?
Well, it has to flower before you get lemons, and it hasn't flowered yet. Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
I bought a $50 pot.
Yeah.
I got citrus mix that I put it into. I've got citrus fertilizers. I've got organic fertilizers. I've put it in a nice spot outside. Nothing. They haven't even taken it out of the plastic pot it came in. They just put it outside, out on the patio out back, so getting heaps of lemons. I went to Bunnings the other day to look at them to see if I was doing something wrong. The same lemon trees have lemons in Bunnings already. You can buy them with lemons on it.
Okay. So you've given it too much love and attention.
I don't know.
You've done to your lemon trees the reason my relationships have broken down. You're too invested.
Too much attention.
Too much.
I'm clingy.
You're too clingy with your lemon
trees. The lemon trees, like, back off.
That's the problem with it. But I can imagine that this, because I know you pride yourself on your gardening. You pride yourself on your backyard.
Yeah.
This should be really hurting you.
Well, I'm getting lemon shamed, and it's not appropriate.
I mean, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I don't know what you're meant to do when life doesn't give you lemons.
No one tells you.
I haven't heard that saying.
So, Dom, I would like to do a PSA.
Yeah, great.
For all the people out there who are in this same situation, we need to band together. I've prepared a few words.
Okay, go for it.
Lemon trees that don't produce lemons are just as important as fruitful ones. All lemon trees are beautiful regardless of how many lemons they have. If your lemon tree doesn't have lemons on it, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Wow.
It's not a lemon. Literally. That's why I'm starting a support group for people whose lemon trees don't have fruit. We're calling it Lemonade. Everyone is welcome to join. Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Would you like to join?
I'd like to join, and also I'd like to put a suggestion forward if you're open to it.
What's that?
Can we have a benefit concert headed by Bono, maybe? We'll get you two out Lemonade.
Yes.
That's a great idea. It's an outstanding idea.
That's why the organisation's called Lemonade.
Well, I know that, but I'm
so do you understand? Did you understand where we were going with that?
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Sometimes, Zach, when you get the free version of an app, you really know that you've cheaped out because sometimes you've got to put up with ads. Sometimes there's features that are, you know, are locked away from you being able to access them. Really often you end up thinking, I wish I'd paid the $3. Got the full version of the app.
I always go for the free version.
Do you?
Yep, I'm happy to put up with the ads.
Well, I have found one example of an app I've recently downloaded where I think the free version completely destroys the entire purpose of the app.
What happened?
So, you know about this. I decided to get into meditation a bit recently. Just chill out and zone out and take some deep breaths in this fast-paced world that we live in.
Yeah, you have spoken about your love of meditation.
Yeah, and there is. If you go to the App Store, there are so many meditation apps. There is like a whole host of them out there. And it can be a hard thing deciding which one to go with. But I decided to commit to a free version one that had the paid version option as well.
So once you went through the rigmarole
yep.
of finding one, you're like, oh, I'm so stressed picking this. I need some meditation.
And it's really good because it gives you tips on how to start meditating. And then you open up the app and you set how long you want to meditate for, right? And so I set a 20-minute meditation, which I said was pretty standard. And this music starts. It's really peaceful. And it has some instructions on the screen to breathe in, breathe out, and just release your thoughts. We should do a meditation segment. I've just occurred to me in this segment here. It'd be great fun. People could relax in their cars.
Yeah, it's really relaxing to have a bit of meditation followed by some Justin Bieber.
You're not too far from where the problem with this app was.
Yeah, what happened?
So I'm really zoning out, getting peaceful as I just listen to this and deep breathe. And I'm 10 minutes into my meditation, Zach, when I stumble upon why this is a free app. Because 10 minutes in, that music cuts out and I get
the all-new Bejeweled game. Now, the app you love is a game you can play together. Ask a parent before going online.
Well, you don't think Bejeweled is relaxing?
I just think when you're in a deep meditative state, you're 10 minutes into your meditation and you're breathing deeply, you're zoning out from the world, and then an ad jumps out at you like that, I think it totally disrupts the whole mood.
If you got lucky being Bejeweled, it could have been Frank Walker from National Tiles.
Just mid-meditation. Hello!
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Have you seen how often The Simpsons predict the future? They'll put something in one of their episodes, and then, like, 5 years later, it will come true in real life. And then, like, every newspaper in the world reports on it. We wanted to get in on some of that action, and that's why we release these rumours into the world.
Whispers in the wind.
The aim is maybe some of these whispers that go out into the world will come true and we'll get the publicity the Simpsons get.
It's a long game that we're playing here, Zach. We're just throwing darts and hoping that one or two might stick, basically.
Do you want to open the window to release some whispers into the wild?
Cool. stormy out there tonight. It's a bit odd for this time of year. It's a weird climate here in the studio's window. I have the first whisper to release out into the wild tonight, Zach.
What have you heard, Dom?
So you'd know that the Voice is back on for new season at the moment. I think a few weeks into the new season of The Voice. Have you seen any of it?
No, I haven't.
Well, what I've actually heard already, even though they're only a few weeks in, I've heard how it's going to finish.
How's it going to finish?
So apparently, the winner's going to release one single that will get played a few times and then they're going to fade into obscurity.
There it goes.
There it goes.
It's out.
I mean, I know that'd be a shock if that happened to the winner of The Voice, but that's just what I'm hearing might happen this year.
I've got a loosely music-related one as well.
Oh, have you?
You know what I've heard.
What have you heard?
I've heard that Kanye West's tweet storm today in support of Donald Trump is going to be revealed as a PR stunt for his new beverage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dragon Energy Drink.
Yeah.
There it goes.
Kanye West Energy Drink. Great idea. Amazing idea, and he'll be on that straight away. I've actually been hearing, Zach, do you know that that Studio 10, the Channel 10 morning show?
Yeah, what have you heard?
have you ever seen Studio 10? Ever caught an episode of that?
Yeah, I love Denise Drysdale.
Basically hosted, I think, largely by four middle-aged older women.
What have you heard about it?
What I've heard, Zach, they've been struggling a bit in the ratings recently, and they've apparently, this is just what I'm hearing, they're going to take a lead from the new Avengers movie, which is, everyone's loving, The Avengers, and they're going to rebrand the show The Pensioners.
All right. That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
It's a superhuman band of pensioners.
You know what I've heard?
What have you heard?
This one's about the royal baby.
Okay.
I've heard that Will and Kate will buck tradition when they're naming the new royal baby.
Oh, really?
I've heard they're opening it up to an internet vote. The current leader is Baby McBabyface. Not a wise idea, I don't think.
Beautiful
name,
though.
But I mean, they can do what they want.
Beautiful name for a baby. It's just a... And look, I mean, I think all of them will come true in a matter of weeks, really. We're just going to hold on and wait.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I've come up with a foolproof money-making scheme for really anybody who wants to take advantage of it this weekend. I'm happy to throw it out there. It's a limited time only one, though.
Well, you are known as the barefoot investor of our radio team.
Yeah, that's it. And this surrounds, do you know Supernova? It's like a comic convention of some sort. Like a big convention for fans of the big cult shows out there.
And you go and dress up as things?
Yeah, I think people dress up and they've got the stars of the show there. So it's on in Australia at the moment. I know they've just done Melbourne. I think it's Gold Coast this weekend. And they've got like Tom Welling, who is in Smallville. Peter Capaldi, who's the latest star of Doctor Who. These sorts of stars are there. Now, one of the functions, what are you thinking?
Oh, the biggest of the big.
Those are big. Peter Capaldi's a massive name. Here's the thing about these conventions, though, Zach. You can pay money to get a photo with one of the stars.
Yeah.
Right? And they're charging, I think, really ridiculous prices. $105 for a photo with Peter Capaldi. Now, if you see someone on the street and ask for a selfie, right, that's free. Peter Capaldi wants, well, maybe not him. The top tier of celebrities want $105 for the photo.
Well, where's he coming from?
From the UK.
Yeah, well, it's a long way to come. I assume he has to make it worth his while.
He's not busking for photos. I'm sure he's getting paid for other things on the trip.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking through it right now. How long do you reckon a photo would take, that whole process?
10 seconds. I reckon that'll get you through pretty quickly.
All right, that's $105 every 10 seconds.
Pretty good.
If you offer that to any business out there, I reckon even Apple would jump on that.
I don't understand what your money-making scheme is. Is it to go on Doctor Who and then travel the world charging people for photos?
I was thinking, Zach, that a lot of these shows, movies that are kind of sci-fi have a lot of characters that you don't see the face of. Now I'm talking stormtroopers in Star Wars, maybe the monsters in Doctor Who. Characters that you never know really who the actor who plays them are, right? Now, what if we were to go to Supernova this weekend and charge? I'll charge a reasonable price, $30 a photo, right? And you and I say we were stormtroopers in the latest Star Wars movie. We'll set up a sign. We'll say Zach Mander and Dom Fay. We'll use our real names. Stormtroopers in Star Wars Episode 8, and we charge $30 a photo. I reckon we'll make some money. I don't think anyone will pick up on it.
All right, what day is it?
Saturday.
I'll meet you there at 10 a.m. You bring everything. And you set it up. If I'm running a little late, don't worry. Just keep setting stuff up. I'll be there.
This is going to be like my birthday party last year, isn't it? Do you know what? When I'm rolling in it next Monday night, Zach, I come back to the show in a Lamborghini and my money-making scheme's gone through the roof, you're going to feel like an idiot.
Yes. Sure.
That's all we've got time for tonight and for the week. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collected Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. And we'll see you Monday at 10.
Bye! Oh,
yeah. That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.